Testing, testing. My name is Thomas. I'm doing the way back. This is my walk and talk. Oh, shitty day. Or actually, weird day. Shitty afternoon. Okay, let's recap. Yesterday, I was alone at home. Ended up just being my dad coming over, helping me take care of my kid, wife out for a, with a friend actually, at a dancing competition, which I had no idea that that's what they were going out to do. And she ended up staying out later than planned because she was having so much fun that she wanted to stay out all the evening to see the finals. Which was fine. It just meant that I was in charge of the whole evening routine, tidying up on my own. Took a bit of energy out of me, but I was like, this is important to her to do. It's important for her personal well-being, so definitely something I'm willing to give into. And actually, me and my dad was having a pretty good time. And my daughter was behaving pretty well. We had a few bust-ups, but nothing major. There was this tiny incident right in the beginning where he looked at me and was like, your sister and her kid really wanted to come by. And I know you said no, but they asked again if they could come by because the kid really wants to come. And again, just ripping out all the insecurities, all the guilt and everything. And I had to stand my ground and say, I'm sorry, but I can't do that. And I didn't feel like going into a whole explanation about why I didn't feel like it. And luckily, that was the end of the discussion. And it didn't, I managed to kind of put my foot down in a gentle way that kind of got received in a nice way, and that was it. And the rest of the evening was just us trying to have a good time. And we did. It was actually a nice time. It was just energy consuming to be alone at home. But not too bad. Then this morning, obviously because my wife came home late, and my daughter was missing her, so she woke up early in the morning, like at 4 o'clock in the morning, wanted mommy. So she didn't feel like, my wife didn't feel like she had enough sleep, which means me and my kid alone in the morning. So I'm having a whole afternoon, evening alone with the kid, a whole morning alone with the kid. Again, she was behaving adorably. It's fine. It's just, I mean, anyone who has a child knows that being there full time for their children, especially when they're really small, is energy consuming. All of this is just taking little pieces out of me, so there's not a lot of surplus in my system. And we end up, when my wife wakes up, and having a pretty decent time, she kind of seems distant, as if she's not really wanting to engage. Somehow, something's off. And I feel like even though she initiates that we should go to a greenery and buy flowers for the flower bed that I've been digging and she's been actually participating in doing, and we should go and buy some flowers for it. Which I think was a great idea. I was a bit a bit reluctant, I must say, because going and buying flowers cost a shit ton of money, and we don't have a lot of extra. But I was like, okay, let's try and put that out of the mind and just go and enjoy buying flowers. Don't go crazy, just buy some flowers to make something really nice. And that was a good activity. And my child loves going to that place because it has a playground. There's a like nice cafeteria. It's a really big place, and she just adores going there. And when we're there, I just feel like somehow, again, I feel the distance in my wife. She has a hard time making any decisions. She seems to be not really listening, and she keeps, like, I feel like she on purposely neglects taking care of the kid, as if to kind of tell me without words, I'm tired, can you please handle the child? And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling you. You're tired. You were out all night. You slept badly. I'll try and keep going from last night and this morning and everything, and I'll pitch in as much as I can. Which goes fairly well. I do, however, take a pretty hard hit when the bill is due, when we pay for the flowers, because we also have to buy food for our bunnies. We have bunnies out in the garden, and the sum total of the flowers and the bunny food and everything is just too much. And I kind of feel like I want to be like, okay, let's put something back. This is ridiculous. On the other hand, it's like, but I would really like some flowers in that flower bed that we're digging. Otherwise, it's just going to be earth for the rest of the season. So fuck it. We'll figure this out. And then we're heading over to IKEA, which is just next to it, to pick up a mattress, because my mother-in-law is coming to visit this week for a whole week, which I have very nicely put in a box and put the lid on and tried to forget all about it, because we don't really get along very well. That's an understatement. I have a hard time being in the same room with her without exploding. And right now, being around a person like that is just super unhealthy. I don't feel like anything positive will come out of that, either for me or for anyone around me. And we've actually decided, because this has been planned for a while, that I'm going to go away for a week. I'm going to go hang out in my parents' house. I was actually hoping that they weren't going to be home, because they were saying they were in Italy, so I could house it, but there's a little overlap, so I'll have to deal with that. But hopefully it's not going to be anything major. And I mean, I believe they'll stay clear of me if I choose to want to be stayed clear of. But I mean, all of this is building up, and obviously there's the cost of the mattress, which adds to the holy shit, we're spending a lot of money. And now we're also spending money on my mother-in-law coming to visit, which I'm like, why the fuck are we spending money on that? But we are, because she needs a extra mattress, because she's old and she has a hard time with the bed that we have in the guest room. So there's that. And it's understandable, and it comes out of my wife's credit card. So even though she is just as stressed out as money as me. Somehow she feels like that is a generosity move, even though I paid for all the flowers, which was way more expensive than the mattress. Anyways, money stuff aside, we come back home, kid goes to sleep, goes for her nap, and we dig around in the garden, each on their projects. We're kind of staying clear of each other. And then my wife disappears into the house. And I'm assuming she's going in there to eat lunch, which usually is peculiar that she does that on her own, because she insists that if someone makes lunch, it should be shared and prepared for both. So I find it a little peculiar that she's both staying away from me and then she's going in and eating lunch on her own without even, like, letting me know that she's doing it. Again, her behavior is peculiar. So I go in and I find her inside having eaten lunch on her own and sitting and talking to my mother-in-law on the phone. And usually for the past few months, she's been hiding that because the voice of that woman makes me nauseous. Sorry, but I need to distance myself from her also, because the way they talk to each other these days feels like they're bickering or having an argument all the time. And half of their communication is happening in a language that I don't understand. So I can understand half the conversation, and half the conversation I don't understand. And they sound like they're kind of half yelling at each other half the time, which is like, I don't feel like I should participate in overhearing that kind of conversation, because, I mean, historically, before I was hit with this depression, whatever shit this is, I was having a hard time listening to those kinds of conversation that they were having. And obviously they're having them as video calls with, like, loudspeakers on. So it's like, whenever they're talking like that, it's half yelling in the room with a loudspeaker yelling the result back. So there's no way of avoiding it. So my wife have actually been really nice and made sure that I'm not around when she's doing those calls, because it does trigger all my fear and my anxiety in 2 seconds. Anyway, so I walk in, they're having one of those conversations, obviously, because she's coming for a visit. So they're going over details. And that's okay. They're doing that. I'm like, okay, I'll make lunch for myself, put on my noise-canceling headphones so I don't need to overhear this too much. But it's still, like, the energy in the room is electric. Like, it's like, ugh. Like, I really want to just take my food and get out. But I'm standing my ground, which is in some way ridiculous, because I should just have heard what they're saying and gone somewhere out of the house to eat lunch or whatever, because just knowing, like, even though I can hear, almost hardly hear any words through my noise canceling headphones, it's like I feel the aggression radiating from my wife as she's sitting across the table. Even though I can hardly hear any words she's speaking, I feel the tension. And it's just, I'm doing everything I can to just say, this is not my bitch. This is not my part. I have nothing to do with conversation. No way should I let these emotions into my zone of interest, my sphere of being. And I'm really exercising control, and it is so not working. I'm just kidding myself, trying to say I'm strong, I can do this, this is not, I do not let this in. I have practiced for weeks now with the walk and talk and therapy. I can deal with this. and I can't. And I just need to take stock of that. Which is also why I've very nicely said I'm sorry when she's around. I'm not. Because I can't be in the same room. Because that energy and that that feeling is present 24/7 when she's around. And I can't be in the house when that's happening. Just, it's fuck no way. And it really doesn't matter if she's trying to be nice or not, or if it's because they're from the Mediterranean and their way of communicating is slightly more aggressive than us here in the north. It's just, it rubs my bones. Like, it's like, ugh. Can't we just talk nicely to each other? Anyways. Conversation over. My wife has to deal with some paperwork because blah blah blah. There's something that my mother-in-law can't figure out. She's a senior lady, recently widowed, and stuff like lawyers, banks, like public, whatever, government stuff, like anything to do with authorities, she seems to not be able to figure it out. And my wife is trying to help her as best as she can, even though most of the time she's just being told, but why is the world working this way? This is stupid. And my wife is just trying to explain, but this is how it works. I didn't make the rules. I'm just trying to help you figure it out. So, anyways, kid wakes up and we've actually agreed that my wife is going to go back to the dancing competition with my kid to give me space to go to the gym, do my walk and talk, and take some time for myself, which I'm like, thank you, finally. I feel like I've been put on the spot, like, since yesterday afternoon, and I haven't had a time to kind of like detox, or detox is harsh when it's my own kid, but I mean, I just feel like I need some time to myself and some breathing room where there's no responsibilities, and we agreed that she wanted to give that to me and take the kid because she really wanted to go back to the dancing competition. And I was like, yeah, that's great. You guys go. But I'm not feeling like that's something that I need to participate in. I would much rather just go to the gym and do the walk and talk and just chill. And for some reason, when my kid wakes up from the nap, my wife does not take charge in getting her ready to go. Like, for some reason, she puts on makeup, changes her clothes, but she kind of pushes on me, you should get the daughter ready. Like, there you go, here's a change of clothes for her, even though her clothes are fine. My wife feels like, apparently, to go to the dancing competition, even as an audience, you need to dress up nicely. And I'm like, but chill, dude. I mean, she's 2.5. Relax. And also, if you want to dress her up real nicely, maybe you take charge of that. Because dressing up a 2.5-year-old real nice is usually a wrestling competition. And I didn't really feel like having a wrestling competition. I mean, we were just chilling on the sofa watching a cartoon while my wife was running around all anxious about how she looked for going back to the competition area. And I'm like, just chill, get yourself ready and get out the door and have a good time and let me relax on my own, please, thank you. And again, she is behaving weird. And finally, I feel like I need to ask, what the fuck is going on? Because I mean, it's been all morning and all day. She's acting strange. And now she's going to be on her own with my kid. And I need to kind of figure out if she's capable of doing that. I mean, is she too tired? What's going on? Should they just stay at home? And I feel like it's suddenly my responsibility to take stock of the situation. And what she says, and sorry, this has been a little bit of a windy way to the point that I'm trying to make here, and one of the reasons why I'm feeling shitty, is she's saying, because I'm asking, is it because your mother is coming over? Because I know they're also sometimes having a hard time when they're together. So I'm like, are you anxious because your mother is coming over? And she's like, yeah, but also you're leaving for a week. Ouch. Guilt. Hurt. I am the cause of suffering. And, she says, I have two job interviews this week that I weren't planning on while my mother is here. Again, subtext, you're not here and you're much more helpful in these kind of stressful situations. And my mother is not, because usually when she's around, she needs a lot of taking care of and making happy and going for stuff that she likes. Otherwise, she gets moody or upset or angry. So, 1, 2, 3. Mother is coming for a week. You're leaving and abandoning me to take care of the kid and the mother. And there's a job interview that's important. Oh, yeah. And the job that she really wants, that she's been talking about for a while now, and she's like almost like shoo-in got it. They just need some, they need to do the job interviews to make sure that all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted and everything. But the manager pretty much said that she's the prime candidate. But it's a government job, which means the salary might be lower than her previous job. And we talked about how if I'm unemployed for a period of time, trying to piece myself together, and she can't pull home the salary that we're used to, we're screwed. So, okay, you're abandoning me to take care of my mother and the kid all on my own. I have job interviews that you're not going to be around to help me deal with. And if I get the job and they give a salary that's too low, our life sucks. And she looks at me and it's like, one of the reasons that I'm feeling so strange and behaving erratically is because I don't feel comfortable talking to you about it. I'm holding back to shield you from all of this. And you know what? To be completely honest, I think she should. I think, and this has been a thing that's been happening for a while. I mean, ever since she got pregnant and had complications, she has used me as her lifeboat. And she keeps calling me her rock and her anchor and the like her best friend and all of that, but sometimes she uses me as a lifeboat. And right now, I am in no condition of being anyone's lifeboat. And I feel it like at a physical level, because she used to stand barefoot on my feet, like grounding herself through the energy that I used to have, because I am, or was, a fairly grounded individual with a very calming energy. And she tends to be all over the place. And she loved going on my feet and just feeling herself relax. And these days, whenever she tries to stand on my feet, I feel myself pulling my feet away. Because the what I'm feeling is that the little amount of grounding that I have left in me is being pulled out and giving to another person, making me suddenly wobble and lose balance. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I cannot be the person that is grounding you right now. You need to ground yourself and you need to save yourself. I get it. These are all circumstances that in a relationship, as husband and wife, these would be things that you would talk about, obviously. And obviously, it's a matter of, like, figuring things out together and coming up with partnership compromises. Like, if she really wants this job and it's not making a lot of money, we need to cut some corners. And I need to bring in some more money. And if I'm not bringing in any money at all, how can she take a job that she would like that is making less money than what we're used to? I mean, the only solution to that is me pulling myself together and go work. And her beef with her mother, and this is a classic mother-daughter relationship where the mother feels that her daughter is getting too independent and not listening to her. She's getting old, and the daughter is suddenly more mature than the old person who is starting to be out of touch with life, hating that she needs to ask for help from someone that she has historically viewed as someone that she were meant to help and mother and whatever. I mean, in that regard, it is fucking classic. And I have been standing in the middle of that storm for way too long. And especially once we got a child, the storm got worse. And I know it's unfair in a way to say they need to figure this out on their own and leave my daughter in that, like, in that scenario, because I know my daughter actually doesn't like her either. I mean, we were there a few months ago at my father-in-law's funeral, and she was not a pleasant person to be around. Understandably, she just lost her husband. She was grieving, but she was doing it in such a way that it was hurting us. And my kid, being 2-year-old, did not have the capability of understanding that at all. And obviously is not looking forward to her grandmother coming to visit. And maybe they're going to have a good time, but very likely there's going to be bust-ups. There is going to be friction. And I feel horrible for just dropping my towel in the ring and saying, sorry, I'm out. This is not my fight. Before this thing happened, said I will not participate in a visit, neither going there or her coming here. I'm not in any place where I want to be in that situation. So if you guys decide to have her over, that then deal with the consequences on your own. And even though I said that and I meant it and I still fucking mean it, I still feel guilt. Because today, 2 days before the visit, my wife already started exhibiting behavior that you weren't capable of taking care of our kid while also struggling with the things that she's struggling and having this visit. And I'm like, how shitty of a person am I to just say, abandon ship, you guys? I told you, if this is the way you're going, I'm not going down that road. But I mean, I made it clear. I stated my case. I said, this is not my path to walk. If you choose to go down that path, I'm walking the other way. And I'm sticking to it, but I still feel like fucking shit for doing it. And especially when she points out that is why she's feeling bad, because I chose to go the other way. But in some regard, I have to stick up for myself. I mean, otherwise, what's the fucking point? I mean, what's the fucking point of making a statement like that, and then when push comes to shove, I cave and say, oh, sorry, I really felt like I didn't want to be around, but I'll be around and help you guys out because blah, 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 blah. No, sorry. Deal with the consequences. And obviously, I mean, if the house catches on fucking fire, I'm not that far away. And I'll come swooping in. If swooping is necessary. But again, it needs to be fucking necessary. I can't just be a fucking life raft. Not now, preferably not fucking ever. I don't mind helping. I don't mind being there for someone else, but it can't be at the cost of my own mental health. It just can't. And I need to take a stand. And if that stand means that she will have to, for better or worse, man up and deal with having a child and a mother and both being difficult. And yeah. And if you're listening to this and feeling like I'm a fucking douchebag right now, because it's a week and this is just my mother-in-law. And I mean, again, cliche mother-in-law, like the mother-in-law and the husband don't get along and are cat and dog fighting at every turn. Like, can't be in the same place without like setting the whole place ablaze. Like that is the situation. And I don't feel like, I mean, at some point I might tell you stories about how I ended up at this juncture with this woman, but I don't really feel it's necessary to drive home the point that I've had enough. It's been years of this, like, mental abuse, or not necessarily abuse as such, but I have not felt comfortable, safe, happy, or even remotely appreciated around when I've come to visit or she's visited. And most of the time, it's been partly because there's this mother-daughter separation, like one is growing up and becoming a mother herself, and that is causing friction. And also, I'm the guy who took her little girl away and made her a woman. Boo-hoo. Get over it. Anyways, I think the conclusion is, just as with a few other walk and talks have been, I need to stand my ground. I need to stand up for myself, even though a lot of my instincts are telling me, just cave in, be the bigger person. Like, be the doormat. Lay down flat, take the abuse, because you can take it. Like, you can be the lifeboat, you can be the doormat, because you're the bigger person. And you know what? There has to be some consequences to me having like a frayed nerve system and a hyperreactive fight or flight response. Stuff needs to change. And if that means I stop being a doormat and stand my ground, even though other people are screaming for me to lay back down, that be it. If that's what's required, then fuck it. I mean, life and the relationship is all about compromise, right? But a compromise is not a compromise if one person is always sacrificing. And this is a sacrifice that I'm not capable or willing to make. Even though it feels like shit being told you're abandoning us, you're the cause of the suffering, and I'm feeling like shit for having to do this on my own. That's what there is. I can only be who I am right now, and sticking around because someone else desperately needs me to be something that I'm not. It's just not happening. Not right now. I will not bend into that shape. I will not distort into that contraption. Not when I can see it coming. I will be a support buffer from the distance. I will be there on phone. I will be there for emotional support if stuff goes bad. But I will not be in the same house. I will not actively participate in the fights and the negative energy. Not happening. All right, stay strong. Stay tough. And stick up for yourself. Okay. I can do this. If you guys are listening, thank you for lending an ear and listening to this. If not, this will be safe in my pocket. Bye-bye.